Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Five. Yeah. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day. We have a number of things we're going to have to address, of course. Couple of things I want to mention right here at the top of the program because, well, I always do, and I like reminding everybody. It is Friday, so I am wearing red. I am wearing a red T-shirt today, a red Ed Hardy T-shirt. Anybody know who Ed Hardy is? Don Ed Hardy is his given name, but everybody, I think, knows him as Ed Hardy. If you know who Ed Hardy is, I want to hear from you. I want you to send me a text on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If, in fact, you know who Ed Hardy is, send me a quick text at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. But I am wearing a red T-shirt, of course, red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. It was something started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, and it was really pretty straightforward. They say, hey, look, our sons are deployed, and we, of course, are always thinking about them, but we know other moms have their sons and daughters deployed, and we want to be thinking about them as well. In fact, we want everybody thinking about everybody who's deployed, and not just our kids. Husbands, wives, aunts, uncles, you know, nieces, nephews, just a huge number of good, solid people who are deployed someplace that's not their home for us. So their suggestion on Friday, wear something red. And that's what I'm doing. So I've got a red T-shirt on. Again, it's an Ed Hardy T-shirt. And I am asking you, if you know who Ed Hardy is, send me a text on the James text line, 833-804-1140. I am also, of course, always ready. I'm always covered when it comes to Friday and wearing red, because in the event that the laundry genie has not provided something red in terms of clothing, I can always go to my super duper gigantic stash of bracelets from my pal Emily Morrissey down in Midlothian. Emily's bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. I have a couple of red bracelets. That way, thank you, Emily. Emily's always thinking of me. She's such a sweetheart. Good kid. But anyway, that way I am always covered for wearing something red. Okay? And that's the deal. That's the deal. So I got that. Oh, I got my Peppa Pig hat on because, as you know, nothing really, really says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. And I got that on. What else have I got on? Well, I think that's pretty much it. I think I've covered everything that I need to cover that way. And I will remind you that today is the final Friday of the month. And that means we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday on Honor Award on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. I mentioned to you that we are honoring someone from an agency that, this particular unit we've never honored before. We've had many honorees from the Chesterfield County Police Department. That is true. In fact, our very first recipient of what was then known simply as the Blue Friday Award came from the Chesterfield County Police Department. But we've never had one of their officers who serves in the animal services units. And today we do. Lieutenant Carrie Jones is actually the commanding officer of the Chesterfield County Police Department's Animal Services Unit, and she's an amazing law enforcement officer, tremendously talented woman, great, great leader, world class, and she is our honoree today. And you will hear her story at 3:35 as we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on Lieutenant Carrie Jones from the Chesterfield County Police Department Animal Services Unit. Again, she is the commanding officer of that unit, and the story of her experience, the duties that those folks carry out on a regular basis. It's a very specialized part of law enforcement, and so when I got the nomination for her, I thought, wow. This is a good one. I mean, I guess they're all good ones. I'd like to think they're all good ones, but this was an especially good nomination. So I'm very happy. And again, at 3:35, we will share that with you. There's a lot of other stuff going on, of course, as we speak. President Trump set something out on Truth Social. And he said, we've got an agreement with Hamas, and Hamas is going to give up every type of weapon that they have, and it's all going to be good, and that's it. And I thought, I'd like to think that's true, but is that true? I haven't heard anything. It's weird. I literally have not heard anything after that Truth Social message. So if, in fact, you have same thing, let me know if you have heard anything. And I guess bigger picture, do you think it's actually going to happen? I mean, I'd like to think the president has gotten a deal done in that regard, but honest to goodness, to think that Hamas, which is nothing more, nothing less than a terrorist organization, that they would ever agree legitimately to a peace plan, I don't buy it. You know why? Because they've had a million different opportunities and they always turn them down. They're not peaceful people inside of Hamas. They are terrorists inside of Hamas. They don't really want the obligation that comes with having to provide services As a legitimate government, they like lobbing bombs and grenades and attacking Israel, but they don't really have any interest in providing services to the people in Gaza. They're not interested in picking up the trash or running schools in a legitimate way. They like breaking things, but they're not very good at making things. And that's the whole point, right? It's very easy to be the terrorists there in Gaza. You've indoctrinated, I guess at this point, what, two generations? Two generations. To believe that somehow, some way, you're fighting on their behalf. And that Israel's the oppressor and all the rest of this nonsense. But you're not keeping their water clean. You're not providing power. You're not picking up the trash. You're not getting the mail delivered. You're not doing any of those things that you're supposed to be doing, allegedly, as a government. And there are enough people. They're not allowed to speak publicly, but there are enough people still alive in Gaza who remember just 20 years ago when Israel gave Gaza back. What did Hamas do? Anybody remember? the Hamas say, oh man, look at this. We got the keys to the kingdom. Let's get rolling here, man. No, they went in and they destroyed everything. There was a gigantic agricultural business in Gaza. The Israelis built it, and that was the problem as far as the Hamas folks were concerned. The Jews built it, so therefore we had to destroy it. That's what they did. These beautiful greenhouses that produced billions, not millions, billions of dollars in produce every year, sold on the worldwide market, could have fed everybody in Gaza a dozen times over, could have given everybody a job. They went in and they destroyed all of it. The farms, the Israelis, once again, they made the desert bloom. What did the Hamas folks do? They took fertile fields that were producing crops and they destroyed them because, again, it was the Jews that made them productive and they would not have anything to do with it. So they've created everything that they are now enduring. And it is sad. It is sad, but there's not much that you or I can actually do about it. And so I am hopeful that President Trump's social media post, the Truth Social post, that he's gotten Hamas to agree to give up all of their weaponry and sign on to peace and all the rest of it. I'm hoping that's the case, but man, that's a toughie. All right, we got a lot of other things we'll be dealing with this afternoon. I don't want you to think we're not. I do want to remind you about two big things. First of all, our Swing for Heroes event, September the 22nd at Hunting Hawk Golf Course. It has been more than a decade since WRVA has had a benefit golf tournament, right? Jimmy Barrett was the guy who came up with the Blue Ball Open, did that for many, many years, did a beautiful job with that. And when Jimmy left and John Reed came in, John said, look, I'm not a golfer. And it just went away. It just went away. This year, however, folks put their head together and said, you know, why don't we do this? Why don't we help out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation? We'll do a golf tournament. It's been forever since we've done it. So that's what we're doing. Veterans Fire Protection is presenting Swing for Heroes. My friends at Better Floors jumped right on board and said, we're going to help present this. Greer Financial also helping out. Now we need you. Honest to goodness, this is what I got from this meeting yesterday, which it could very well still be going on for all I know. I don't know. It's possible. But we need golfers. Well, where do you go for golfers? That I don't know because I'm not a golfer. So I'm asking you. You're a golfer. What I want you to do is go to WRVA.com, get yourself signed up, get your foursome signed up so you can play. There's all sorts of great prizes that are involved. There's going to be food. There's going to be gifts. It's just going to be a fun time. It's a beautiful course, as you know, Hunting Hawk. It is September the 22nd. It'll be a great time to be out there. And most importantly, you're going to be helping out Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which is helping our military and our first responders. So I'm looking for a few good foursomes. That's the way I'm looking at it. WRVA.com. WRVA.com. Go there. Get signed up. I'd love to get a couple of folks signed up today so that we don't have to hear anymore about how we need more golfers. Wouldn't that be nice? It would be nice. Come on. You got to help me out here. Do me a solid. I got another solid I'll be asking in a second, but it's also the last time I'll be asking for this favor. We'll talk about that in a moment. Again, final Friday of the month, we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on Lieutenant Carrie Jones, the commanding officer of the Animal Services Unit at the Chesterfield County Police Department. That's coming up at 3:35. It is 3:16. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, my goodness. Did you think it would get here? Anybody else think this was one of those weeks that seemed like it would never end? I didn't feel that way. I'll tell you what. I thought it was a pretty good week. I had a, I had a pretty good week. Now, I asked you to take a look at WRVA.com, please, because we're looking for golfers. And I know I live at the golf course and all, but, you know, I don't actually know how to put together a foursome. I think there are four people involved. That part I did figure out. But I'd love to have you play in our Swing for Heroes tournament. So if you would, help out Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and you do it by going to WRVA.com. Now, this is the other thing I told you is going to be the last day I ever ask you for this favor, and it is a favor, and it is truly presenting a win-win situation. For the last 6 years in a row, the Jeff Katz Show has been voted overwhelmingly as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond, in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition. And this is year number 7 that I am eligible to win, that I am a finalist. That being said, if you win 7 years in a row, they retire you from the active competition. So my request of you is to please text 101 to the following number, 804-620-8981. You text 101 to this number, 804-620-8981. That will cast your ballot for the Jeff Katz Show to be the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. I said to you it'll be the last time I ask you, because my hope, of course, is that we win 7 years in a row. The Times-Dispatch says, hey, nice work. Now you got to move aside and make room for other people, and I will be very happy to do that. If for some reason I am not successful, I'm still not going to be participating again. So this is, honest to goodness, the last chance you have. So let's do this. Let's go out a winner is the way I'm looking at it. All I need is for you to text today, text tomorrow, and text Sunday. Sunday's the last day, right? So you got 3 days in a row that you can actually vote. You text 101 to 804-620-8981, and I will never, ever, ever ask you to do that again. I mean, after today. Oh, I'll be asking you a whole slew of times today, so that, and just because there was the one guy who was so upset that I asked earlier in the week, just to keep him all totally torqued, I will ask multiple times today, because I'm just that sort of a guy. You know, I'm a giving sort of a guy. Oh, and Stan Drewski's going to be here as well. We'll talk a little bit about cars. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And, well, the month of July is no exception. Lieutenant Carrie Jones, who serves as the Manager of Animal Services for Chesterfield County, is joining us. And I thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because we're talking about animal services, or are we talking about the Chesterfield County Police, or are we talking about something else? What exactly are we addressing here, Lieutenant?
So in Chesterfield County, we are organized under the Chesterfield Police Department.
Right.
Animal control in different jurisdictions will fall under different, you know, areas, but we do fall under the police department.
Okay.
And we also operate a very large animal shelter that houses all of the animals that our officers pick up.
Wow. All right. Where should we start? How about we start with Lieutenant Carrie Jones and why you are where you are?
I love animals. It's as simple as that.
Is that it? Okay.
Yep. Since I was a little girl, I knew I wanted to work with animals. There's actually home videos of me pretending I am the manager of the animal shelter and doing little interviews, because it's just something that I was really passionate about. I worked with animals in every job I ever had. I
really?
Went to college for animal science. And so when I came back to my hometown and was eventually promoted to manager, I knew it is exactly where I belonged.
Wow. Now, the woman who nominated you pointed out that you actually, at the age of 17, were a part of the Chesterfield County Career and Technical Center with animals. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So I did the veterinary science program there, which is basically right across the street from mm-hmm. the animal shelter.
Okay.
And we went over and volunteered at the animal shelter for about 3 months. And I was very interested in the field. But at that time, animal control was quite a bit different. The animals had time limits. It was a different feel. And so even from a young age, I started kind of thinking in my head, how could this be better? You know, how could I be involved in this? This is something that I felt very passionate about. And so while it wasn't a prominent, you know, thought as far as a career, it was always in the back of my mind that, you know, thinking about my experience there and how I could help improvement. And so to end up back there and actually be the manager and making those changes happen is incredibly rewarding.
Wow. I love it. Lieutenant Carrie Jones is joining us. And Lieutenant Jones is the recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor for the month of July. And you oversee animal services in Chesterfield County. You fall under the Chesterfield County Police Department. People don't necessarily understand what it is that you do. They don't understand this phrase, humane law enforcement, which I personally, I love that phrase. And then you've got people going, well, all law enforcement should be humane. But there's a real interesting niche that is what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we do many, many different, you know, areas with animals. So we handle sick and injured wildlife. We handle rabies control. We handle enforcing animal, you know, cruelty, neglect, other animal laws in Chesterfield County. And so we do a little bit of everything. And then, you know, at the same time, we're also operating a very large animal shelter.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have upwards of 120 animals that we're responsible for the daily care of.
Okay.
So it's definitely, like you said, a niche market to be in. And something that it's hard to find somebody who is really passionate about that field and will strive in it because it's very emotionally demanding at times.
Well, you know, that's something that people need to be aware of. And you and I were chatting a little bit about it. Some of the upsides to law enforcement, some of the downsides to law enforcement. I talk with any number of detectives who have spent time in the crimes against children area. They're burnout really fast. You just can't see innocent victims day in, day out.
Right.
Your sector of the world, boy, you are seeing innocent victims as well day in and day out, are you not?
Yes, yeah. And with animals, some people feel even stronger about animals because they are just so innocent. They don't have any control over the situation that they are in. And so our officers, they got into this field because, yes, they enjoy law enforcement, but at their core, they are animal lovers. Yeah. And so, you know, they are taking these animals from these really terrible situations and they're in rough condition. You know, they're emaciated. They look really bad. They feel really bad. And so then they become, in a way, attached to this animal and feel responsible for their outcome. And so that piece is a real struggle in the field. And so they have to be very emotionally strong to be able to, you know, balance that, balance the ability to get the animals all the way through to adoption or whatever that final outcome may be, but also to get the court outcome with the owner that they're looking for.
Right. So. You mentioned the laws. There's a whole additional set of laws regarding animals, right?
Right.
That you guys need to know.
Yes. Yep. There's an entire chapter 65 in the state code that is dedicated completely to animals, and they have to know the laws as it relates to every type of animal. So dogs, cats, chickens, companion animals, livestock. It's a lot to know. There's a lot of different types of animals.
Well, we'll talk about Chesterfield County a little bit. And let me remind everybody, Lieutenant Carrie Jones is joining us. And she serves as the manager of animal services for Chesterfield County, which falls under the Chesterfield County Police Department. Chesterfield County, boy, what an interesting situation. We can think of certain areas where we're going, well, yeah, you know, dogs and cats and dogs. We got it. But you've got farms, you've got livestock, you've got, I don't know, lions, tigers, bears, oh my. I mean, you got a lot of stuff in Chesterfield, do you not?
We do. There are farms, there are companion animals. We've had some exotic animals.
Yeah.
There was a camel. At one time.
Not.
Yep. It was about 10 years ago. It was earlier in my career, we seized a camel and the camel lived at the shelter for almost a year as court proceedings dragged on. Okay. That was interesting.
But now, wait a minute. Okay, so you can't drive by a camel at the shelter. Do you go on Amazon and get camel chow? How do you take care of a camel?
You know, and that's the thing. We had to learn. So we called the Richmond Metro Zoo and said, hey, we've got a camel. This wasn't in our training.
Right.
Can you help? So thankfully, Jim out at the zoo came and helped us figure out how to care for a camel. So a lot of what we do is just educating ourselves and figuring it out as we go.
Wow. All right. Off the record, did you get to ride the camel?
You know, that would have been quite an experience.
Yeah.
Would have been.
Oh.
But I missed out on that.
Oh. Did anybody get to ride the camel?
No, but I will say that the camel had a true liking to cigars. At the time, one of our officers would smoke a cigar behind the shelter, and that was his thing. He enjoyed smelling the cigar. I'll never forget it.
Oh my gosh. I love this. This is wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
What about the alligator? Because apparently you are preceded. Everywhere you go, people go, you got to ask Lieutenant Jones about the alligator story. So, Lieutenant Jones, spill the beans. Talk about this alligator.
There was four alligators. This was in Chesterfield County.
Wow.
We got a call that there were four being housed behind somebody's house in a residential area. We saw it and we were like, it's not actually that. It's going to be something else. They're going to be rubber alligators. Absolutely not. We go out there. Sure enough, there was four juvenile alligators housed right in that residential area. So that, again, was a extreme learning opportunity for us on how we're going to alligators, how we were going to move them, what we were going to do with them. So it became a very interesting day very quickly.
I'll bet it did. Okay. Did the alligators wind up hanging out at the shelter and smoking cigars?
You know, that would have also been interesting, but thankfully we had a zoo.
Okay.
We transported them off site. I didn't think we were quite set up at the shelter for the alligators.
Did we get to the bottom of how the alligators made it to Chesterfield?
We did. They were part of the trade with the leather trade.
Oh, okay.
And so, thankfully, they actually got rescued in the process because they no longer became that. So,
wow. Yeah, it's just some great people. Well, Carrie Jones, I want to tell you that as part of this, in addition to the award, the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, you've got a couple of little gifts. And I know you said you've been doing this for how long? 12 years?
12 years.
Okay, this is not going to get you any closer to retirement. But there are one or two things here that I think you're going to appreciate. And let me start with a book. A buddy of mine, Bolly Jarrett. Bolly was recently selected as the best CPA in Central Virginia. He's in Midlothian. And Bolly and I are active in John Maxwell leadership and things of that sort. And Bolly got John's latest book, got him to sign it for you. And so you have this. It is a wonderful read. I'm just going to tell you that. And there's a lot of lessons here that I think you're going to be able to apply within animal services. I think this is like a value added sort of a thing there. Our friends at First Watch, I'm sure you're familiar with them. There's a magical coffee cup in this box. And you take it into First Watch, and they will fill it with coffee or tea or whatever it is that you would like to drink. And you drink it, and you can go right back in, and they will fill it up again. It doesn't matter how many times in a day you show up. It is a magical coffee mug, which hopefully you will get a good deal of use out of. For the Love of Chocolate is a wonderful store in Carytown. And I don't know if you're fond of chocolate, but if you're not, you need to reevaluate.
Oh, yes.
If you are, you're going to be very happy. Our friends down there have donated a gift card for you for that. There's all sorts of wonderful stuff down there. We've got a couple of gift items that are sort of Jeff Katz gifts. And that's thanks to a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, also a Midlothian guy, now that I think about it. Tony puts on a golf tournament every year, raises funds so that we can buy gifts for our honorees, and so you have some of those. Another friend of mine, Laura Sylvester, has a company she calls the Pie Safe Baking Company, Pie Safe Bakery, and that was just voted as the best bakery in Central Virginia, and so there's a gift certificate there, and I don't want to point you in any specific direction, however, I will tell you that the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies named for my daughter, are in fact delicious.
I'll have to try those.
So you got a few options on that side. Mike Walter's family. Mike Walter, of course, Virginia State Police Special Agent, killed in the line of duty a few years back. His wife, Jamie, and their kids put together a lovely little gift package here that also has a pretty heartfelt letter for you. I want you to make sure you take a look at that. I mentioned Jan McTernan, and I've mentioned how Jan was kind of like my second mom when I came here to Central Virginia. And you should know, I once said that to her. I said, Jan, you know, you're very much like my second mom. And she, the smile dropped off her face, and she looked at me like I had kicked her in the shins. And I thought, oh, my God, what have I done? And she said, Jeff, I don't think I'm like your second mom. I'm more like your cool older sister. I was like, gotcha. Yes, ma'am. Jan's sons, Richard, is an instructor over the Richmond Police Academy, and her other son, Michael, owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side of town. So he has commissioned special challenge coins that only the recipients of this award get. We've got a thin blue line flag for you, which comes from Pastor Steve Boots, Mount Victory Baptist Church. Great woodworker. He's also the lead police chaplain for the Henrico County Police Division. Amongst other great gifts, a $150 gift certificate for my friend Tony Martin and the whole team over at New American Arms. We've got a bag from the United States Concealed Carry Association. So the next time that you go out to qualify, great range bag. And what could very well be what I think is the most important part of this, a thin blue line bracelet. And this comes from my best buddy, Emily Morrissey. Emily Morrissey just turned 28 years old. Emily has CP and a couple of other special needs. And in school, Emily's teachers and her family realized she loved working with beads. She had a great talent for working with beads. And so they set up a company, again in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com. And so Emily makes all sorts of special bracelets now. And the promise that I made to Emily, I guess it's almost 10 years ago now, a little bit less, was that I wear at least one of her bracelets on every day that ends in Y. So you can now have your very own, and I hope that you will enjoy that.
I'm honored. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are very, very proud of you, and I thank you for everything that you're doing. I really do. The law enforcement component is vital. The animal services that you're providing are vital, and such, again, such a unique area of public safety, and one that sadly I think gets overlooked, and it shouldn't, because you're doing such wonderful work over there. You're making the community a better place. You really are advocating on behalf of these wonderful creatures that cannot advocate for themselves. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we're really excited to have everybody come and check out the new shelter when it's completed really soon.
You'll let us know the opening date, because I want to be there, okay?
I will. We're going to have a big parade of the animals.
Oh, nice.
Where we're going to have volunteers and employees walking them from the old facility to the new one. It's going to be really big, really exciting. So I will make sure that you get an invite.
Let me ask you, if I could track down a camel, could we ride it from the old to the new?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So the only thing we need to do is find a camel.
Find a camel.
All right.
Yeah.
How tough could that be, right? That is Lieutenant Carrie Jones. She is the manager of animal services for Chesterfield County. Again, they fall under the Chesterfield County Police Department, and she is the July recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
354, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Thanks again to Lieutenant Carrie Jones, the Chesterfield County Police Department Animal Services Unit. She is the recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor for the month of July. We have already recorded our August honoree, and I have already determined who our September honoree is going to be. And I kid you not, I do believe, I think, I know who the recipient in October is going to be. You have no idea how nice this is for me. Because when I started this whole thing 10 plus years ago,
I couldn't get anybody to even respond. You know, honest to goodness, chiefs of police, sheriffs, and I understood the response. The response, what's the hook? What's the angle? What do you mean? I mean, no, why would I send one of my folks to you to, oh, no. And it didn't seem to matter, at least then, how much I reassured everybody, hey, listen, I'm on your side. I'm one of the good guys, I think. At least I used to be one of the good guys. And that being said.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Now, we have more nominees than we're going to have time for a while. But keep sending them. Keep letting me know about those great law enforcement officers in your part of Central Virginia. Because all I want to do is keep shining a light on it. Maybe at some point we actually have to pick up the pace instead of doing it once each month. Maybe we got to figure out a way like a leap month special or something. You know, 1 month we'll do an extra one, but, you know, then we got to get our folks who help us out with prizes to step up and donate 13 instead of 12. Well, I, it's a good problem to have, I'll tell you that. Another good problem to have is having somebody like Stan Andruski on your side. All right, it's not even a problem. It's just a good thing. Stan Andruski, who hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, Saturday mornings at 8. Stan will be with us at 4:35. We'll talk about what is coming up on his show. Looking forward to doing all of that. And believe it or not, the Fauci fallout continues. It is amazing what this demonic garden gnome did to America, and people have not forgotten. It's just that simple. 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Friday, and yeah, now I'm going to leave it right there. It's Friday. What more can I tell you? What else do you want to know? All right, fine. Tomorrow is Saturday. You are correct. If tomorrow's Saturday, the best weekend radio show anywhere will be airing on this very radio station. Of course, I am talking about In the Garage with Stan Andruski. You never, ever, ever want to miss that program. That is tomorrow at 8 a.m. I want to remind you, all this week, I have asked you to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. So that you could give me your perspective on the whole data center question. What exactly are you thinking? You know, it all started when my friend Barry Moore, who is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia, reached out and said, Jeff, you know, just bought this beautiful new house over here in Mosaic and Goochland. Brian and I are happy to be there. Our neighbors are wonderful, everything. And now they're putting a big, goofy-looking data center in, and we're all very upset about it. So it was at that point that I honestly started paying attention. I hadn't really thought about data centers up till then. Driving on 95, you know, heading closer and closer to D.C., you see more and more of them on the sides, right? I mean, there's a lot of data centers closer you get in to the district. But I hadn't really thought about it. And then when it started impacting a friend of mine, I thought, well, let's look into this. And I will tell you that it is an issue all around the country. And I can tell you that firsthand because a little bit earlier today, sitting in for one of my friends hosting a national show today. And yeah, I talked about it there, and we had people from all over the country saying, ooh, we don't want it in our place either. We don't like this. And all the same concerns, right? There's the electric concern. There's the groundwater concern. Those seem to be the big two I made the same arguments I've made every time you and I have discussed it. They don't really use a lot of services, not in the same way that a residential development would. Right? Not the same level of law enforcement, not the same level of fire EMS, certainly not the same level of school services. They don't have to be ugly. They don't have to be seen. But no, they're not creating that much in the way of jobs. There's a nice uptick for the construction part, but then after that, forget about it. Skeleton crews. Is there noise? Is there, again, there's the ugly factor. Jeff, I don't want to look at it. Well, okay. The design I saw for over off of Route 33 near the old chicken processing plant, the Tyson plant, you wouldn't have seen from the road at all. I didn't think that was terrible. Again, you know, it's just one of those things. So all this week, 3 hours each and every day, I've asked you to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Just reach out. Let me know what you're thinking on that. I'll be happy to share that as we proceed. Of really good sound that I want you to take a listen to. I told you there's still fallout from Fauci, that despicable little man. John Fetterman from Pennsylvania is, I suppose, amongst the best at this point on everything. On everything. So I want you to take a listen. Germ, this is, you know, it's tough. We may need to impose a sip warning for Fetterman cuts. They're so good. Like, you're not going to spit stuff out because Fetterman is crazy, like the MSNBC crowd, but you might spit it out as you're cheering, yeah, Fetterman. So, I don't know. It may be, I will bring it up at the next board meeting for the Jeff Katz Show Board of Directors. Once we convene, we can address that matter. You know, just for safety's sake, I'm going to do this. Hold on. There we go. All right. No, just you know, safety. You know how sometimes you think, I don't have to, but I'm still going to go to the bathroom just as a safety, you know, kind of thing. So how about cut number four, John Fetterman?
It's not about much more your regrets, but I have one. And that is early on that there was the theory that the virus could have emerged from the lab. And early on, that became like a right-wing kinds of theory. And I thought it seemed to make sense. Now, there was a really advanced lab that was close by. And then you have this unknown virus out. So, but that became a very partisan thing. And now it seems now it's more and more emerging theory that that would have come from the lab. Now, you know, I think that the next time our nation's facing something like this, we are not become, you know, as I might have been, blinded by the partisan idea that maybe the truth might come from a side that's different than you are. But I think we should really be willing to pursue truth, no matter where that may have emerged, you know, after for all of that.
Wow. I got news for you. I like that idea. Ain't that a blip? We're going to be looking for truth. What? Yeah, no, seriously. We're going to be looking for truth. We'd like the facts. We're not necessarily going to have our judgment clouded simply by partisan beliefs or ideological traits. No, but we're going to look for the truth. Well, that's not a bad idea, if you ask me. I think that, I don't know, in the year 2026, something like that's going to catch on. But boy, it's not a bad one at all. I told you that we had a couple of good John Fetterman clips. In fact, just about every John Fetterman clip now is a really good one. This next one is, it's like a mic drop sort of moment. Fetterman is walking along in the U.S. Senate, and it's an interesting time for him because he's actually wearing a suit and a tie. I think it Must have been after the Fauci hearings, because he doesn't do that very often, as you know. It's normally the hoodie and the gym shorts, rather, which for a senator, I really don't like. It's okay for me. Might be okay for you. I don't think a U.S. senator should be dressed that way in the U.S. Senate. But if that's what it takes to get a guy who's actually going for the truth and has the testicular fortitude to stand up and say the right thing and do the right thing, all right, I guess I can put up with that. How about cut number five, please?
Julian Andreoni.
Who are you with?
Dropsite News.
Oh, you're Dropsite. Oh, now it's like a race between who's the more pro-Hamas Dropsite or Zidio. So now I got both. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Okay.
You mind if I ask you a question really quick? It's about.
I want your viewers to say how much I love to watch Israel eliminating the Hamas leadership.
Then you may
I know.
Question.
I know that upsets a lot of your viewers and a lot of your founders.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's a great thing. So there's
President
no news
Trump,
coming out of me. I'm going to voice back Israel. The question
Trump.
Is, where does your trash outlet come from and who's funding it? And now,
if your founders
think it's appropriate to attack and kill Israeli civilians, that should be the news overall. And now you're sticking a microphone in my face. So,
it's on your face, Senator.
So there's not any news here. So
President
I think,
Trump.
I think the question is, why does Dropsite love Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah so much? I think that's the news. Yeah. I mean, are you okay with taking your paycheck from these kind of people?
Are you okay with
I'm okay. I love killing Hamas leadership.
I'm telling you, I'm loving this guy more and more and more and more. I'm going to wear more gym shorts and sweatshirts as a combination. I think it's kind of crazy because one part is hot and one part is cold, but okay. I like him. I like him. I don't agree with him on everything, nor should you agree with anybody all the time either. If you're not asking questions, you got a problem. But I'll tell you what, that guy is, he's okay. He's okay. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I did ask early in the day, as I was telling you, I was wearing a red T-shirt, an Ed Hardy T-shirt, and at the top it says tattoo. Down the bottom, it says Ed Hardy tattoo. And I said, do you know who Ed Hardy is? And yes, in fact, 804 says, Jeff, didn't you just talk about Ed Hardy the other day when you were talking about tattoos? That's Trey. Yes, Trey, I did. Ed Hardy is a very notable tattoo artist. He's still alive. He's a little bit older. He's not in the best of health. He lives out in San Francisco. And for those who continually minimize tattooing, I will tell you that Ed Hardy also has a fine arts degree. I mean, it's amazing the artistic skill that I have encountered with folks in that world of ink. But yeah, that's exactly who Ed Hardy is. And so I am wearing one of those shirts. Part of it is because my latest piece is called The Road. And that's done by Mike Ivey out at Journey's End Tattoo Studio. And he said, I decided to do this postcard sort of design because I was thinking about the Ed Hardy work called The Burning of the Golden Gate Bridge. And so, yes, so that's why I'm doing a little Ed Hardy. And tomorrow I'm doing a little more Mike Ivey because I want to get a little more color in that work. Somebody here believing that using the word tard is appropriate and thinking it's funny and sending it to me. And all I can tell you is this. If you feel compelled to use that word or any variation of that word, please just go away. Honest to God, I don't want you listening to the show. Even if you like the show and you think, oh, I thought it was funny. Well, it's not funny. You know, I'll give you one. I'll give you the proverbial one bite of the apple. You thought it was funny. You didn't realize just how how insulting it is. So don't do it again. If you want to do it, you need to do it, you feel compelled to do it to somebody else, do it with somebody else, do it somewhere else, okay? If you really believe that that is somehow appropriate, I don't want you here, all right? I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate for listeners. I'm not desperate for advertisers. I'm not desperate for friends. I'm not desperate. So please, take that and take it somewhere else. Okay, coming up at 4:35, Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, will be here. Happens to host the best weekend radio show anywhere. Airs on this station tomorrow at 8 a.m. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 421 Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
WRVA. It is Friday, and an hour from now, 5:20-ish, I'll give you the chance to win the final pair of tickets that I have for Firefall. Firefall is going to be at the Beacon Theater August the 9th. Again, 1 hour from now, we're going to call it 5:20-ish. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Do some people have certain traits that just annoy you? I mean, besides me, I know. This is a difficult relationship sometimes, isn't it? Yeah. No, I find I listen to some people and I just sit back and I think, wow, you could not humanly start another sentence using the word I if you tried. You know, where every single solitary thing is somehow about them. And then they want to impress you. Well, you know, I saw so-and-so or I went this place, right? And I'm like, dude, do that. You're not impressing me. Here's what I have found over the years. When you are doing things or you know people or you're hanging out with this person or that person, and they are in fact noteworthy or important or the rest of it, the last thing you ought to be doing is trying to score points with somebody else because you might know tangentially someone else. Do you know what I mean? It's just so weird to me. And I don't know. It could be a function of age or something, but I just today I just thought, "Oh my gosh. Humanly, as a human being, there's no way that any other sentence could have started with the word I." And it was just nuts. Just nuts. Anyway, I know you're getting off on a tangent here. I want to remind you, though. Hey, see, we all want to remind you about Veterans Fire Protection Swing for Heroes, the great benefit that's being thrown September the 22nd. It's at Hunting Hawk. It's out here in Hanover. Beautiful course, all to benefit the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Just got a text from an old buddy of mine who said, Jeff, Monday, I'm going to check with a couple of folks. I'm going to try and put together the foursome that we used to have in high school. How cool would that be? That you would get together the old foursome from your high school golf team to come out and play in this. That would be fantastic. So my fingers are crossed that works out. And that one particular guy who texted me, no, I'm not going to tell you who he is because that would go against everything I just said. But a really solid guy. I'll just leave it at that. And once he can confirm that, then I will share with you exactly what's involved with that. And yeah, for the final time, today's the last day I will ever ask you to vote for me in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition. My goal here is to go out a 7-time winner, and they retire me from the competition, and then it becomes somebody else's fight to engage in. You know what I mean? I'll be done. If for some reason it doesn't go that way, I'm taking myself out. I'm just really tired at this point, and I don't want to annoy you any more than I have to. I mean, I'll still annoy you, but yeah. So if you would, please take a moment. Again, it's a win-win. I win 7 years in a row. You win because I'll never ask you to vote for me again. You text 101 to the following number, 804-620-8981. You can do it right now unless you're driving. Text 101 to the following number, 804-620-8981. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It's a nice day. Now, I don't know how to break it to you. Remember yesterday and the day before, I said, hey, it looks like we've got a whole week or so without any rain. They've just changed that. So there's a possibility, more than a 50% chance of rain. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a good one. But starting Sunday through the next couple of days. So just a heads up on that. And you heard Charles Pyle talking yet again about one of these vegetable fruit things that could, well, kill you, right? Isn't that what he said, Germ? I might be paraphrasing, but I could have sworn he said that blueberries might kill you or something like that. These particular blueberries. You know what? There's never been a report at for having any of these ailments. Cookies. Just saying. You never heard about a bag of Oreos knocking somebody out of the loop for a week. But lettuce and blueberries. So take them off your list and just trade them in. Go down the cookie aisle. Number two, before I get to Stan Drewski, is that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office has the National Night Out kickoff. It is happening tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. It is over at Greentop. My buddies Blaine and Jimmy over there once again stepping up to help the community, help out the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Greg Six is going to be out there. I know the command staff is going to be out there. Going to be a great representation from the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Excellent agency. And again, Sheriff Greg Six will be out there to help everybody get ready. That is tomorrow. And they just added this yesterday. You ready for this? Free ice cream. Even if you're thinking, Jeff, I don't know if I need to know all about National Night Out. Three words for you. Free ice cream. That happens tomorrow, 10 to 2, Greentop, over on the other side of Ashland. And Hanover County Sheriff's Office will be out there again. Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six will be there. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., best weekend radio show anywhere, anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andrewski. All kinds of talk about cars getting you on the road if you're not on the road and staying on the road and all the rest of that stuff. It is hosted quite ably by my brother from another mother, Stan Andrewski. Stan!
Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing on this lovely, beautiful Friday afternoon? It is on the temperature gauge of my truck for outside temperature is showing 95 degrees in the sun. Now,
wow!
I am currently in Farmville. I had to run and do some things out here. So maybe it's a little warmer here than down that way. But it does bring up some, it's been pretty warm the last few days. And I started looking into UV rays, and I know what they do to your car and wiper blades. I know that if the UV index is higher, it actually feels hotter to the human skin. Did you know that? It's crazy.
I did not know that. Wow.
If they have any ice cream tomorrow that's blueberry or lettuce flavored ice cream when it's free, you need to run. But I don't think Greentop would do that. So I think you're good. What
Absolutely.
In the world?
I know.
So to
right?
cars. I
no,
cannot
cars.
Wait to. Yes. I cannot wait tomorrow to be in the garage with Stan Andrewski and Jeff. It's hanging off the end there. He was supposed to just help me get started 5 years ago. And a couple weeks, I'll get you started. And now we've developed to where. He's been with me almost every single week, and what a blessing it is, Jeff, to have you. Just a few reminders, you know, we're going to be here to answer any car questions you have. We've gone into some, even as far as how to take care of your paint correctly and how different seasons of the year. But when I talk about it being hot out, you know, people think, you know, all right, well, it's the basics, right? I mean, your car, though, does feel the heat, too. I mean, you got to, if it's 90 degrees out, the pavement can go anywhere from 140 to 160 degrees. You know, we tell you don't let your dogs walk on it. Don't you walk on it. You can fry an egg. Under your hood, though, people don't think about that a lot, right? I mean, you have operating temperatures 100, 220 degrees. Well, you can get 250, 300 degrees under your hood right now. Super hot. And so you got to think wintertime isn't the only time for batteries. Matter of fact, we replace more batteries, believe it or not, in the summer than we do in the winter. And a lot of people don't know that. Your AC, if it's having issues, you know, Certified and Arts for the second summer in a row has been running free AC checks now. We did over 1,000 last year. Our goal was 1,500 this year. We still have all of August to go, so I'm really excited to see where we end up. You know, it's all on our website. Make an appointment and come in if you have an issue with the AC. We're giving you a free checkout. It's going to be checking your vents, make sure everything's blowing well, putting the gauges on, seeing what your pressures look like, and looking for any obvious leaks. A lot of times you can get out of there literally for nothing, which honestly is our goal in that situation. We want people to be able to have AC, especially those who work a lot and having trouble affording things right now. Gas is not where it needs to be, obviously, and so we want to help any way we can. We're also doing the fuel induction services starting August 1st again for $50 off. Hopefully that will help you get your gas back to where it was when you bought your vehicle and kind of make up for the extra $50 or $60 on average per month the average Virginian is using in fuel.
Okay.
So a lot to talk about, you know, a lot to talk about. You and I, you know, I love to talk about maintenance too. So there's going to be some, we have a lot of maintenance questions and, you know, they're getting ready to come up with this year is the first year since right when COVID was in, how much the maintenance is saving, right? Remember, we've seen it be like $3 to $5 in maintenance saves like, I think it was, what was it? For every dollar you spent on maintenance, it saved.
Yeah,
three
every dollar in maintenance, you're saving anywhere between $3 and $5 in repairs later down the road. That's
and then
right.
we saw it go up to, then and during COVID, it went up to like $7.
Yeah.
It was like $5 to $7.
Yep.
You know, so if you have $1,000 in maintenance, you're saving $5 to $7,000 in repairs, usually an engine or transmission, right? And so I just always want to remind people, the maintenance is very clouded across this country as far as who comes up with it. Even technicians, a lot of them don't even know what to do anymore, which is sad. You would hope that they would know, but the owner's manual is what we always used to use back in the day and then into the 90s. And right around the late 90s, they had the sales team come out and start making it affordable, you know, the price of owning the vehicle, right? How expensive is it? Cost of ownership. And so ever since then, the sales team has come up with the maintenance, but the maintenance really hasn't changed back then. Mm. And just remember, the cheapest repair you'll ever buy, Jeff, is the one you prevent. I mean, that's we right. just got to be, the price of engines and transmissions has, like, rocket ship price gone up over, especially since Cash for Clunkers. It's never looked back.
Nope.
It used to kind of go up a little bit at a time, and we have just gone through the roof on engine and transmission prices these days. And we're doing the best we can over at Certified and Arts. You know, we have the cheapest oil changes in town. Really, a lot of times, the cheapest price overall. We definitely have all master certified technicians at both stores. So we're going strong, Jeff. I can't wait for tomorrow, and I just want to get into some of these calls. You know, I had a lot of traveling to do, and so I missed a week, and here and there we've been missing some time, and I'll be back live tomorrow, so I can't wait.
No, I'm excited about it. I do want to remind everybody before we ask Stan another question that during the week you would find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And 3 days left to jump online and vote for Certified Auto Repair as the best auto repair shop in Central Virginia. This is, I don't know how many years, Certified Auto Repair has been a finalist, top three in the best auto repair category in the best of Richmond, but 3 days left to make those votes for Certified. Stan, I can assure you I have been voting for Certified each and every day, and everybody here at Casa Cats has as well.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's too kind, and, you know that I've had an issue with that for years, feeling just completely blown away that people would vote for us. But we really have put hard work in. I wanted to try to fix all the things I've seen wrong in automotive industry and getting my wife involved with it, her perspective on, you know, what would somebody, how can we make somebody comfortable to walk in the front door to feel like they're getting proper, literally getting proper care and service from us and questions answered in a professional manner, not something where, you know, you've got to do this $3,000. No, this is stuff that if you can budget, if you can do over time, you will see, again, the cheapest thing you can buy is something that prevents the problem to begin with. And so that's just what we've been. I absolutely love being able to be a part of that for Central Virginia. And it's amazing that people would actually vote and would be in the top three for I don't know how long now, and actually won the top independent one not too long ago.
Yeah.
So we're super thrilled and thankful for Central Virginia.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, you mentioned that Megan's involvement is important. I have seen up close and personal, just sitting in the waiting room and listening in. I guess technically that's eavesdropping, but, you know, I wasn't doing it for nefarious reasons. But, you know, but listening to some of the people in the waiting room who had such nice things to say about Chris or about Chris or about Kristen or, you know, or about the tech they were working with. And this whole idea of prioritizing things, which I know you like to take all the credit, but let's be honest. That was Megan who said, let's do like a, you know, a red, yellow, green kind of thing. Makes it straightforward. And it's just perfect. It's a pleasant experience. It's professionals at both certified and at arts. And people appreciate that. So job well done, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. And again, Central Virginia, tomorrow, 8 a.m., 96.1 and 11:40 a.m. I cannot wait to answer questions for you guys. But we got to ask them one thing. Please do not wait till the last minute, because that every time, Jeff, we get there and people are shy, we have a text line. We have a phone line that you can call. I am here to answer. I agreed to do this. I think well, July 11th would have been five years.
Yeah.
And we're starting on our sixth or 4 years. No, we're starting on our
sixth.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We're starting on our sixth.
Yeah, we're starting on our sixth.
That's crazy, because it was just this experiment where, you know, I think Click and Clack had gotten out, and there was just a need for car repair, and people just have so many questions, and it's just been a complete privilege and an honor to serve Central Virginia. That's what I'm in. I'm in the service industry, and just thank you guys for listening and being such a big part of the show and heeding our advice. I just want to make a better experience for everybody. It's been way too long. We've been dealing with too many ups and downs in the automotive industry, and people just don't have faith, and we've been trying since day one to change that. So thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Central Virginia.
You bet. Well, Stan, enjoy Farmville. I don't think I've ever said that to anyone before, but go ahead. You enjoy Farmville. safe travels back, and we will see you tomorrow morning in the garage. That is the great Stan Andruski, an absolutely amazing human being, my brother from another mother. Ordinarily, you would find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. But Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., in the garage with Stan Andruski on this very radio station I set up before. I'll say it again, the best weekend radio show anywhere. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 5:20, final pair of Firefall tickets. I've got them for you. They're going to be at the Beacon Theater August the 9th. I'll give you a chance at 5:20-ish this afternoon to win those tickets. Pam from Midlothian says, hey, Jeff, I just have to ask, where is there another afternoon radio show, and what radio station is it on? Isn't that like the Los Angeles Dodgers meeting some triple-A team that's never played baseball before? Well, that is very kind, Pam. But I've got to be very honest with you. There are 25, 30 other radio shows on in the afternoon here in Richmond. That's just the fact. That's just the fact. And so for me, I have been quite honored and quite humbled that for 6 years in a row, out of that sort of populace, this show has been voted the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. So I'm very happy about that. I'm very proud about that. But again, this is year number 7 competing for it, and it will be the final year. When I first got into this, Paul Farrell was the publisher over the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He had come down from Boston, and he had been with the Boston Globe. I had been a columnist for the Boston Herald, and he and his lovely lady and Heidi and I were having dinner with some friends, and Joe and April invited Paul, and we were all just sitting around. We're having a great time. And he said, all right, so you've been here a while. Do me a favor. I mean, tell me a little bit about what I should be doing with the Times-Dispatch, you know, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, you got this this best of competition, which has been there probably since the newspaper started. Okay. I said, it's really weird. You've got the best morning radio show. Uh-huh. I said, you don't have a best afternoon radio show. And he said, well, why? I said, that I can't tell you. I have no idea. And so, sure enough, that year, the Times-Dispatch started to include the best afternoon radio show as a category. And I have been very fortunate, as I said, to have won it every year that it has been a category. That is 6 years in a row. And the first couple of years, I was there as other folks in other categories were retired. I forget how they phrased it. It was like the, I don't know, best of category or something like that. But they said, well, that's it. You know, if you win it 7 years in a row, then you're done. And somebody else can obviously come along and win it. And you'll be in this sort of alumni wing or what have you. So anyway, that's why I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to roll the dice. We're going to try for 7 years in a row. And this is it. This is year number 7, so I would love to have your support on this one. If you're not driving, you can text 101 to the following number, 804-620-8981. Again, if you're not driving, text 101 to the following number, 804-620-8981. That will vote for the Jeff Katz Show as Best Afternoon Radio Show. Hope is that we win it 7 years in a row, and that'll be it. And I will never, ever, ever ask you again to vote for me, because I will be in the rafters. They will hang me. I'm going to phrase that. They will not hang me. They will hang my jersey in the rafters. I am not available for them to hang me in the rafters. But the jersey, yes, I will donate a Jeff Katz jersey, and that they can hang in the rafters. That would actually be pretty cool. Lieutenant Carrie Jones, the commanding officer of the Animal Services Unit for the Chesterfield County Police Department, is our July honoree. She's the recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. And we will share that story at 5:35. You want to make sure that you are here for that. I am always looking for great nominees for Blue Friday. And I should take just a second here. Yesterday was the 7 year anniversary of the passing of Jan McTurnan. I love Jan. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. I love Jan McTurnan. I loved her husband, Rich McTurnan. They were such fine human beings, two of the best people that I have ever been blessed to know. And yesterday was 7 years since Jan had passed away, and she passed away just a few days after Rich did. I mean, just awful situation. But. She was a wonderful person, and she is, I hope, looking down and thoroughly annoyed that the Blue Friday honor is now named for her. But, you know, I'll answer to that at some point, and her memory continues to be a blessing for all of us. Monday, guess what? Congressman John McGuire is going to be here, but he just texted me, Jeff, I cannot tell you who I'm going to be with, but there's somebody unbelievably huge who's going to be with me on Monday. So it'll be John McGuire and somebody unnamed huge with him Monday at 3:35. Don't miss it. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. So high fives all the way around. Yeah, we have made it. Nice weekend coming up for the most part. Sunday, just FYI. Still like a 50-50 chance of thunderstorms rolling in the next couple of days after that. Plenty of chances for rain and thunderstorms, just so you know. Oh, another angry guy, Jerm. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line. Now, this is the guy that normally texts in to rant and rave about President Trump and all of us who are conservatives and all the rest of it. Today, he's just complaining about me. Gosh, 757, what's wrong? Do you not hate the president anymore? Have you gotten over your case of Trump derangement syndrome? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's cured. Good Lord, this is supposed to be a drive time. Okay. Gas weekend. I don't know what a gas weekend is, 757, but apparently, okay. Who can I text or call to replace you in the afternoon? Oh, gosh, would you care to fill in? Jerm, I think we may have our guy. So 757 would like to know who he can text or call to replace me in the afternoon. Well, that's a good question. I'm not technically sure who is in charge of anything, anywhere, at any point, at any time, but I'll bet you we could track somebody down. Yeah. Do me a favor. You stay close, 757. I promise you. I will get somebody who you can text and call And, I mean, you'll be ignored promptly, but yes, absolutely. You pitch to replace me in the afternoon. That would be great. I could use a few days off. I got like a whole week next week. I got to work before I go away. And then, you know, in October, Heidi and I are going to Italy, so be able to help you out there. You'll be able to help us out there. Ooh, you know, the only thing, Jerm, I'm now thinking about it, poor John Burkett. You know, because John Burkett, of course, had agreed to fill in, the crime insider at CBS6, who very soon will be part of the Virginia State Police. God bless him. He's a great guy. He was our honorary Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday recipient. First time we've ever done that as a standalone show, and John deserved it. But all right, we'll just have to break it to him, I guess, that some anonymous texter, 757, believes he should be taking his place. All right, well, look, I'll try and help you out, believe me. How many times have I said I'm closer to the end than the beginning? I just want to help people out. I want to help people accomplish things and do things. So, yeah, I'll be sure to help you right out. Make no mistake about it. All right, the media, the mainstream media, the legacy continue to cover for Anthony Fauci. How is that even possible at this point? Even those people who are on board with him, even those people are like, well, sure, he seems thoroughly evil, but maybe he just did the best that he could. But guess what? They're still continuing to try and cover up for him. Cut number one.
The answer is, if there are oversight hearings, I absolutely will cooperate fully and testify before the Congress if asked. You may not know, but I've testified before the Congress a few hundred times, okay, over the last 40 years or so. So I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we've said. So I have nothing to hide.
Just a quick follow-up.
Well, if I become a punching bag, I'm a punching bag, but I am very happy to testify before any congressional oversight committee. I have nothing to hide. I can explain and validate everything that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be inconvenient if they actually are out there essentially threatening to make my life miserable. But I'm going to do what I need to do, and that is cooperate fully, because we have nothing to hide at all.
If once you've retired, Republicans want you to go testify, is that something you would do?
Sure, I certainly would consider that. But you've got to remember, I believe oversight is a very important part of government structure, and I welcome it and can be productive. But what has happened up to now is more of a character assassination than it is oversight. So sure, I'd be happy to cooperate so long as we make it something that is a dignified oversight, which it should be, and not just bringing up ridiculous things and attacking my character. That's not oversight.
Now, didn't he just say he has nothing to hide? That was him, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. And didn't he just say he'd be very happy to answer any questions, all questions, every question? More than 120 times he invoked the Fifth Amendment. I don't think John Gotti took the Fifth as much as Anthony Fauci. He's like a mobster up there. On the advice of counsel, dude, please. How many Americans did you screw over? Seriously, how many American lives did you ruin? How many businesses did you end? Millions. Millions. How many people lost their jobs? I remember that situation. Everybody remembers, don't they? Somebody you know lost their job, I guarantee it. Well, I just wasn't sure if that vaccine was the right way to go. But, you know, the guy who last week was in charge of taking out the trash and dusting the copier all of a sudden was our COVID vaccine expert telling everybody that you had to take the vaccine. He had decided that. Like, well, who the hell are you? Did you go to medical school over the weekend? We all were in that situation one way or another. How about the military? Heroes in the military, drummed out of the military, willing to lay their lives on the line every single day of the week, anywhere. And they got removed from service because of Joe Biden and his band of merry little henchmen. And Fauci has the audacity to sit up there and take the Fifth. It's incredible. Just absolutely incredible. Speaking of legacy news media hacks, how about cut number three, Snuffy, Snuffleupagus, cut number three.
And Jay, a sign of the times, that Dr. Fauci hearing yesterday, about as partisan as it gets.
It was. And now, after that hearing, the chair of that committee, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, says he wants to move to hold Dr. Fauci in contempt of Congress after Fauci pled the fifth more than 100 times in that fiery hearing yesterday. Fauci said he did so as a way of protecting himself because he accused Paul of having, in his words, a, quote, unhinged obsession with putting him in prison. Paul has said that because Fauci has this preemptive pardon from President Biden that covers Fauci's time and government may not be allowed to exercise his constitutional right to plead the fifth. But Paul acknowledged to me that's an untested legal theory that the courts are going to have to settle.
Okay, well, let the court settle it then, talking head number two. That sounds like a plan to me. I think that's a great idea. Let the courts settle it. And yes, I think Fauci ought to be held in contempt of Congress. And how is this piece of news going to hit you? The Attorney General for the state of Florida now has traveled to D.C., is going to get all of the information because he would like to bring criminal charges against Anthony Fauci in the state of Florida. Because that magical Joe Biden auto pen pardon doesn't cover state crimes. So the state of Florida might once again come through and hold somebody to account. I love it. I think that's great. I really do. I think that is absolutely spot on. I need a golfer or two. Well, I mean, I don't, but we do. We are throwing, for the first time in more than 10 years, a benefit golf tournament. We're going to be helping out Tunnel to Towers Foundation, one of the best charities anywhere, helping our heroes. And we're calling it Swing for Heroes. It's all presented by Veterans Fire Protection and Better Floors and Greer Finance. And so all great stuff, all great people. Great prizes, by the way, if you're going to play in the tournament. I'm just telling you, all sorts of great prizes and the swag bag and the rest of it. But we need the golfers. And I'd love to get you signed up. We're looking for the foursomes. All you have to do, it's so simple, go to WRBA.com, WRBA.com. All of the information's right there. Super, super easy to get registered. And I should tell you, I got a text from a buddy of mine who said on Monday he is going to be touching base with a couple of people. I won't go into the details, but a couple of people that were actually on his high school golf team. And he's going to he wants to put that foursome back together. And hopefully Monday I'll be able to announce that, in fact, he and these three other folks are going to be playing in the tournament. That would be so cool. So I need some more of my friends who are golfers. I got a lot of friends who are golfers. Many of them relax after a round of golf at my place, Casa Cats, our little bar we call Bar-a-Lago, the 19th hole. So I know golfers. Now I just need you to sign up to play golf. September the 22nd at Hunting Hawk. Swing for Heroes, all to benefit Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Just go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Monday. Congressman John McGuire and a huge guest will be joining me. I am not allowed to tell you who the huge guest is who's going to be joining John McGuire. But Monday, my friend, my congressman, John McGuire, and a super top secret, huge guest will be on this very program. I'm taking a look at Facebook, and somebody I've known for a long time, who is a retired Richmond police captain, posted on his Facebook page. He says, I remember meeting Greg Six in 2008 after I had closed out a 27-year career with Richmond. I'd been a captain in my final 10 years with RPD. I changed gears, started a new job in patrol as a deputy with the Hanover Sheriff's Office. Some told me I was a fool, but I knew the truth. As a captain, I was still only a patrol officer, promoted three times too many. I took great pride in dusting off my cop skills and returning to the streets. That's where I first noticed Greg Six. I don't remember when, where, or how I meet most people. Not the case with Greg. He was a deputy in a small, cohesive, high-production unit that nabbed some pretty bad guys through intellect, cunning, and nose-to-the-grind hard work. Due to his work product, his personal leadership, commitment, and maturity, he was, to me, a rising star. I told him this one day as he was processing the final reports required after an arrest. I have this philosophy regarding people in any workplace. Basically, a small percentage of employees stand out. They work in doctors' offices, insurance companies, in the military, in sales, and of course in policing. Ask any CEO about their number one employee. The commonalities cross borders of race, religion, and gender. There is always, after the storm, one brick that was unmoved. That is what I refer to as a one percenter. I explained this to Greg that day in the patrol room. As the days turned to years, I watched Greg evolve from a ground soldier to mastering the complexities of administering the works of the Hanover Sheriff's Office. It hurts a street cop's sensibilities to work in admin. We feel like fish out of water until you realize your new tasks have a more macro impact. I feel blessed to have worked for some exceptional sheriffs in Hanover. Stuart Cook and David Hines, they had the ability to look deep and recognize that 1%, and they have left part of their legacies by building a great leader in Greg Six. This is why I live in Hanover. Wow. Wow. I've seen a whole slew of those sorts of tributes to Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six. You know what I haven't seen? I haven't seen a single example of a single person who worked with or for his opponent sharing the same sort of stuff. Now, I'm not saying it's not out there. I do want to be very, very clear on that. I'm not saying it's not out there. I'm just telling you, I haven't seen a single example of it. And for those of you saying, well, when is Mr. Dandridge going to be on your program? You've invited him, haven't you? Yes, I have. I invited Mr. Dandridge. And Mr. Dandridge answered Jeremy's email. Maybe it went to spam. I did not get a response that I saw to the email I sent to him. But you sent him an email as well, and you did get an answer. I didn't get any answer to the social media post I made responding to him on Facebook. But he did answer you, and he rejected us. So there you have it. He would prefer not to talk on the air to thousands of Hanover residents. I don't know why, but that is his choice. The invitation is still out there. I'd love to have him come on the program uninterrupted. Let him talk about all of the important issues that he sees. I still hope that he will change his mind and agree to come on this program for a 1 hour head-to-head discussion, debate, call it what you want, with Hanover County Sheriff Greg Six. I'm hoping that will be the case. Whether it will be or not, I don't know. But again, the invitation is out there, and the invitation will remain out there. It is 526. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! It's Friday, man. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. What a week, what a week. Oh, it's been a great week. It really has. I appreciate everybody being part of it this week. This will be the final time ever, ever, ever I ask you to text to vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. All you got to do right now, unless you're driving, text 101 to 804-620-8981. Simple as that. You text that number, and 7 years in a row, we could become the best afternoon radio show, as determined by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I would love a text 101 to the following number, 804-620-8981. Monday, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here, and he will be accompanied by a huge guest. And I'm not allowed to tell you who the huge guest is going to be, but make sure you're here Monday. Now, it is Friday, so of course, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. We will end today, as we have each and every Friday since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikvah. Hatikvah is the Hebrew word for the hope. It is the Israeli national anthem. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.